Diane.
That song was Not So Bad, and it welcomes you, and I welcome you to Trio Season 5, Episode 4, and the theme of this suite is Things Left Unsaid. This is a little bit more of an esoteric theme than the past couple of themes, although I guess hindsight was pretty esoteric in hindsight, but the whole idea of this trio of songs, and they're not a trio that normally goes together, which has made it very interesting to try to order them. Because they're not songs that are usually adjacent to each other. But the point is that they were all written about feelings I was having, romantic or otherwise in some cases, about somebody that I didn't feel comfortable expressing to them face to face. And I guess in that way, songwriting is an ultimate form of passive aggressiveness. So that was Not So Bad, and those emotions remain unexpressed. I like it because in the same time that it's a little bit scathing towards somebody else, it's a little bit of a pep talk to myself, you know, that I used to think things were so bad, and all of those, every verse of that used to be true about me, and now not so much, although I still get very drunk on the sound of my own voice. So that's Not So Bad. It's definitely a favorite of mine to play. It's an open D, so it's a nice big strummer. This next song is something that I've only ever done electric before. I've done it on the website Electric and also at Linzapalooza with Dante on drums. It's called Regrets, and it's another one of those wonderful examples of where I named a song something that's not in the lyrics at all. But I think you might understand why it's called Regrets, so here it is. Get your red hair out of my head. Hasn't it been years enough now, baby? Since I laid on your floor and adored you, you never let me in, so I couldn't explore you. So that was Regrets. I wrote that in January of 2005. It's one of those things that sort of just came to me. I think I was at my desk at work, and I was just thinking about this redheaded person and how she had to just get her hair out of my head once and for all, and the whole song just came, you know? And if you read articles with different professional songwriters, some of them are of the opinion, and I tend to agree, that a song that's really good, or at least a song that's really fun to play, tends to be a song that comes out all in one piece like that. Things that you have to strive at and edit always have a different feeling when you go back and play them, at least for me. But that song's interesting because I've actually written a number of songs about that same person. Actually, Other Plans in the last trio is also about her. And that song truly exercised that person. She's not in my head anymore. So it just goes to show that sometimes you've got to write just the right thing down to really resolve something. And so totally the opposite of resolve is the last song. And if you've listened to me at all through my collegiate career, then you've definitely heard this song. It's called Under My Skin. And it was probably the first song of mine that I wrote that people really knew and wanted to hear. And it's so dumb simple. It's so dumb and so simple in its chord progression. It's in a triple A format. There's no chorus. It's just got three chords. But what it is it's a very honest portrayal of an emotion. And I think that's why people maybe liked it. I don't know. or maybe they just heard me play it a lot, but this is the one where the emotions were actually eventually told to the person that the song was about, because I guess she heard it so many times, the point actually got through. So anyway, here's Under My Skin, and I don't know where this trio came from. I sort of just got home from a concert and I was like, oh, let's do a trio. So I can't say if I'm ahead of schedule or if this was just a special surprise, but it's number 4 of hopefully very many to come. So thank you so much for listening. I am continuing to have a blast on these. All 3 of these songs are in single takes straight through, because that's how energized I am lately. So without any further chat from me, here is Under My Skin. Thanks.
Legends in the flesh right here under my skin. You in that little black dress, you stick a sin. And where am I standing now with this weakest chin far away from where? I resisted your advances. It wasn't the best thing to do. No, 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 not me and you. No, 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 no. So we're leaving words hanging in our heads, hanging like stylish clothes. And I said just about all that I don't know how to say with these lips and other things. Just walk away, 'cause I will remember a moment or two we shared. I think you will remember them too. I think you'll remember them too. Think that I miss you anymore.